Chapter 65. Reading the paragraphs that his students had written about Poe, Ron was surprised that they seemed incapable of separating the actions of the author from the actions of the main character. They wrote about Poe's cruelty to animals and about how guilt had driven Poe to write the story as a confession. Ron was feeling pretty guilty himself. The sight of Carl Flack being dragged down the hallway, then the notice in his mailbox to remove him from the class lists and determine a grade for the work that he'd done so far, left Ron feeling he had done the wrong thing. At Our Lady of the Forlorn, Ron would have talked to the student. He would have gotten his input into what had happened, but his girls would never have acted this way. Mark Simon had written, "Poe is trying to expiate his thoughts by revealing them and turning them into something better than they were." Ron smiled. Well, at least he's gotten the difference between author and character. When the phone rang, Ron expected it to be Celeste. But Elena, one of his former and best students, said, "Hello, Mr. Tuck. It's Elena Rodriguez." Ron felt his face break into an immediate grin. "I hope that I haven't reached you at a bad time, have I?"
"Not at all, Elena. I'm just reading essays. I could use a break."
"Are they as good as our essays used to be?" Ron laughed. There was no reason to tell her that these boys had been better prepared than her classmates had been. That was surely true, but she didn't need to hear it. What was also true was that they were nowhere near as sensitive as his girls were. "I don't think that anyone will quite touch me in the way that you girls did," said Ron. It was an honest response, and it avoided hurting her feelings. "Mr. Tuck, I need advice." Ron's mind flashed on when she had called from a bathroom with her boyfriend waiting in the next room and wanting to have sex with her, and her asking him what she should do. Ron laughed in his best teasing way. "I think that you're old enough to make that decision for yourself now, Elena." He could feel the girl blush right through the phone. She laughed. "Not about that, Mr. Tuck. I have that figured out. I can't believe that I did that, and that I was actually able to look you in the eyes for the rest of the year." "It was fine, Elena. How can I help you?" "I hate it here, Mr. Tuck. I never knew what racism really was until I got to Princeton." Ron's face grew troubled. His mind flashed on his old friend, Sister Bernadette, who had accused Ron of setting his students up for failure because he wanted to be special by making them be more special. "Tell me what's going on, Elena." "They look down on scholarship students. They keep us in our own dorm. They treat us like we're charity cases who need to remember how lucky we are to be here. One of my classmates actually said that her tuition was so high because she was also paying off my tuition." "How are your grades?"
"My grades are fine. It's the people who suck. It's Americans who suck."
"Come on, Elena. I'm American, and so are you."
"I'm Puerto Rican, Mr. Tuck, and the more I learn about what was done to my country, the more I hate being American."
"Elena, if you lower yourself to that, they win. They already won, and they want to make sure that I know it and never forget it."
"So what do you want to do?"
"I don't know. That's why I called you."
"Elena, you are succeeding academically. You were too tough to let prejudice stop you at this point in your life.
You don't know what it's like here. They look at you like you are a
lower life form, someone who should be waiting on them in a restaurant if you were lucky enough to have a job. They don't care how smart you are. They want you to know that you will never be as good as they are. Elena, do you have friends?
Sure I do. I have the other scholarship students who live with me and eat with me and who go to the classes with me and also get treated like shit.
Ron hesitated. He wasn't sure what to say to her. He didn't doubt her veracity, but he didn't want her to be weak.
Elena?
Yes.
Stop whining.
He knew that she must feel like he'd slapped her in the face. You're there to get an education, and maybe this is part of your education. Did you think it was going to be easy to change the world?
Her voice seemed to shrink.
No.
You're letting it get to you.
Her voice got stronger again. Of course I am. I'm human, and I'm sensitive, and I don't want to be treated this way.
You're Puerto Rican, and you're from Newark. You've seen more of life than they have. You haven't been sheltered.
Believe it or not, I was sheltered from this until now.
So, you want to give up? You want to have come all this way just to give up?
No, I don't want to give up.
Then stop whining and get on with it.
They talked for a few more minutes, but he could tell that she wanted to hang up the phone now. She didn't ask any questions about his life, and so he never told her that he was getting married. It was harder to get back to his papers after the phone call. Was it possible that Bernadette had been right?